So let's review. The Gemara earlier concluded that the Tanna Kamma holds Mecha Shalei Befanav Havi Mecha. And the Gemara now elaborates, Heichad Dami Mecha. How must the previous owner protest when he is not in the presence of the occupant? Planya Gazlanuhu Lo Havi Mecha. Simply saying the occupant is a thief is not a valid protest because he is not claiming that the land is his. He's simply maligning the occupant. However, Planya Gazlanuhu Dinokud Lo La Roy Begazla Nusa Ulamachur Tavana Libedina Havi Mecha. If he says the occupant is a thief and has unlawfully taken my land and I plan on taking him to court, this is a valid protest. The Rashbam explains that he does not need to actually state that he will take him to court. The Gemara now discusses how various declarations affect the protest. Omar loy tamerlay. If the owner protested in front of witnesses but told them do not tell the occupant, it is a machlekes. Omar zvid, hakamar loy tamerlay. This is not a valid mecha because the occupant will not hear of it since he told them not to repeat it. Papa Amr Lididei Loi Temrulei Lachrina Emrulei. This is a valid mecha because he only meant that they should not tell him directly, but they should tell others. And since Chavr Islei, Chavr the Chavr Islei, the news will eventually reach the occupant. Amrulei Loi Emrinalei. If the owner protested normally and the witnesses responded by saying, we will not tell him, Amr Azvid, Hoka Amrulei Loi Emrinalei. This is not a valid mecha because the occupant will not hear of it since they said they will not tell him about it. This is a valid mecha because they only meant that they will not tell him directly, but they will tell others, and so chavr islay, v'chavr the chavr islay, the news will eventually reach the occupant. If the owner protested and then said, do not let a word leave your mouth, all agree that this is not a valid mecha because this clearly means that they should not tell anyone and so the occupant certainly will not hear of it. Amrulei loy mafkinan shusa. If he protested normally and the witnesses responded not a word will leave our mouths, Amra papa, hakamrulei loy mafkinan shusa. This is not a valid mecha because this clearly said that they will not tell anyone and so the occupant will not hear of it. However, Avhun Bredi Yeshua argues, kol milsa delei rami ola d'inish, amala v'lava daitei. This is a valid mecha because people usually inadvertently reveal information that they were not specifically instructed to keep private and is not detrimental. Therefore, it will become known to the occupant. The Gemara earlier established, mecha shle befanav letana kama have mecha, the Rabbi Yehuda lo have mecha. According to the Tana Kama, the owner does not need to protest in the presence of the occupant, while Rabbi Yehuda maintains that he does, and he therefore rules loy amru shalishanim el kadeshiyah baspamya, viyachzik shana, viyelchav yadiyuhu shana, viyavil shana acheres. 3 years are necessary to allow time for the news of the occupancy to reach the owner and for him to return and protest. However, Rav Nachman explains that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that mecha shle befanav have mecha. Rather, etze teve kamash malan, denesi venishkal ara uperi. He is only advising the owner to return immediately because if he comes back later, it will be difficult to take back the land and to collect for the produce the occupant consumed in the interim. However, he can protest from afar, and the 3 years is to allow others to return and tell the occupant of the protest. The Gemara now cites two versions of a ruling by Rabbi Yochanan concerning Mecha Bekama. Before how many witnesses must he lodge his protest? B'chibra Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mecha Befnei Shnayim. He must protest in front of two witnesses. He must protest in front of 3 witnesses. The Gemara offers several explanations for this machlokes. Rabbi Bar Avuna rules, kol milsa d'misamri ba'apet losa, les b'mishum lishna bisha. One may repeat a disparaging statement made in front of 3 witnesses, and there is no prohibition of lashon hara, because it's assumed that it will certainly become public knowledge. Accordingly, man damu b'fnei shnayim, les l'derabbi Bar Avuna. The first opinion argues and maintains that even 2 witnesses suffice to spread news. The second opinion agrees and requires 3 witnesses to spread news. The kula alma islu d'rabbi Rav Huna. All agree that news only spreads through 3 witnesses. The first opinion holds that he must protest in front of the occupant. Therefore, the witnesses only serve to confirm that he protested, and so 2 witnesses suffice. The second opinion holds that he does not need to protest in front of the occupant. Therefore, the witnesses also serve to spread the news, and so we require 3 witnesses. The kula alma mecha shle befanav have mecha. All agree that the owner does not need to protest in front of the occupant. Manam b'fnei shnayim sabr sa'adu sabinan. The first opinion holds that we require him to protest in front of two witnesses, since they can testify that he protested, and we allow for the possibility that the occupant heard of it. The second opinion holds that we require him to protest in front of three witnesses so that the news will spread and most likely reach the occupant. The Gemara discusses the duration of a protest's validity. Amar Rav, Kivin shemicha shana rishayna, shuv ein tzarach limchais. Once the owner protests during the first year of occupancy, he no longer needs to protest during the second or third year. On the other hand, Amar Shlakish Mershim Barakapara, Tzarach Limchis Besev Kol Gimel Vagimel, he must protest once every 3 years. However, Yechanan argues, V'chi Kegazlan Yeshli Chazaka, once the owner protests and accuses the occupant of being a thief, he should keep the deed to the property forever or he forfeits his claim. Therefore, the owner does not need to protest more than once. Rava rules, Hilchasa Tzarach Limchis Besev Kol Gimel Vagimel, the owner must protest once every 3 years. Barakapara, who holds Tzarach Limchis Besev Kol Gimel Vagimel, adds, Irur Chazar V'irur. When the owner protests every 3 years, or as the Rashbam adds, even several years consecutively within the 3 years, if he consistently maintains the same claim, for example, that the occupant stole his property, the mecha invalidates the chazakah. If he changes his claim, for example, he first claimed that the occupant stole the property, and then protested a second time, and claimed that he gave the property to the occupant as collateral, he lost his credibility, and it's as if he never protested at all. Therefore, since there is no mecha, the occupant establishes a chazakah.